Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I should mention you're in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia. What spurred this? Why did you do the deep dive on this?
Yeah, so my colleagues, David Bell and Andrew Winterstein and I, they're at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, we were having a conversation around the fact that we know a lot about the negative outcomes of sports specialization, but we don't really know a lot about the athlete motivations. Most of the studies that have been done spoke to a very small number of athletes, high school athletes, to try to understand this. So we felt like we could contribute something that was a larger study that looked more at some of the motivations that led athletes to specialize, because then maybe we could help them specialize in ways or not specialize so they could avoid the injury and the burnout.
There's a conventional wisdom out there, and maybe your study speaks to this, but if you were to ask me the question you just posed, what's leading to this, I wouldn't look at the kid, I'd look at mom and dad, and I'd say mom and dad think they have the next John Smoltz out there, and they're going to do nothing but throw baseballs for the next 4 years. Are the parents the driving force here?
Well, our study doesn't really address whether the parents are the driving force, but I think you can speak a little bit to whether or not there is that extrinsic motivation, someone else forcing you to do this. And because we looked at competitiveness of the athlete, and competitiveness is actually not just one thing. There are two types of competitiveness. One is the enjoyment of competition and the desire to be good at what you're doing. And that's associated more with intrinsic motivation and good sportsmanship and those sorts of things. The other is competitive contentiousness, just desire to win or to even be argumentative and to constantly be competing. And that's what's associated more with extrinsic motivation, such as pressure to play or to have a professional career. And so looking at those two things, what we found was that it's more the enjoyment of competition, where the athlete truly wants to be better at their sport, and this belief that specialization is a way of getting better at your sport and being able to enjoy that competition longer.
Is there anything, and again, Dee Warmoth, the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia, anything that speaks to the evolution of this? I mentioned that when we were kids growing up, folks my age, you appear to be a little younger, but maybe the same kind of experience, we played according to the season. Well, it's football season, we're playing football. It's baseball season, we're playing baseball, and so on and so forth. When did that begin to change?
You know, I think it's just been slowly evolving over time. And, you know, David Bell probably knows more of the individual statistics about exactly what that trend has been. But it has been something where fairly recently has been a topic of study, primarily from the injury and the injury issues that people started seeing from the repetitive use and those sorts of things, of this recognition that you know, kids have come to believe that they need to start specializing so that they can be good and can, you know, claim their space in one particular sport.
You know, and you speak to the two specific concerns your study does, and again, read about it at WGAUradio.com, injuries and burnout. The burnout is, to me anyway, kind of obvious. I just keep doing this. I keep throwing that baseball 365 days a year. Yeah, I'm going to get tired of throwing a baseball. I'm going to need a break, maybe want to, I don't know, shoot a basketball or kick a football or something. On the other hand, the injuries thing, I don't know that I can connect those dots. Maybe your study does. You spoke of repetitive motion. Maybe that's a factor in why injuries would be higher among kids who participate in basically only one sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, studies of specialization that focus more on the physical injury, that's what they find, that repetitive motion, doing the same thing, not using your body in different ways, is what can lead to a lot of the injuries associated with sports specialization.
Now, you as an academician, he said, down there at the University of Georgia, you folks can study anything and things that you don't necessarily have a firsthand experience or interest with. So I'll ask the question this way. Do you have any background in sports? I mean, did you come to this kind of organically, or are you just looking at this academically?
No, it's really funny because I was not, I mean, I played some sports growing up, but when I was was 35 and living in Texas, someone asked me if I'd like to play ice hockey. And I laughed, but then I started playing competitive ice hockey as an adult female. And my kids were like, wait, I wanted to play hockey. Why are you playing hockey? And so I actually came to the NCAA Mind Matters Challenge Grant because one of my colleagues forwarded the call for the grant proposals to me and said, maybe you should study this and you would learn why you shouldn't be playing ice hockey. And so instead, we applied for the grant and won the grant, had a fabulous time working with the other teams that won their grants as well throughout this process. And that's really what led to this study being a published article.
And again, published in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine, linked to that study from our website at WGAUradio.com. What we have up there is the summary of this, but the actual study, you can link to it as well. Again, Dee Warmoth, University of Georgia College of Family and Consumer Sciences, thanks for your time this morning. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.